Meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SSR 2 plenary call meeting number 37 on July 19th, 2018 at 2000 UTC. Attending today's call, we have Nirul, Kavi, Alan, Ramakrishna, Eric, Norm, Denise, Carrie Ann, and Lauren, and if I've forgotten your name, feel free to let me know in the chat, and I will gladly add you to the roll. Currently, at this time, we have no observers. From the ICANN organization, we have joining us Alice, Degar, Steve, and myself. We have quite a few apologies. We have apologies from Bovin, Scott, Amin, Navid, Jeff, Mr. Matagoro, and ICANN staff Jennifer Bright. So I think that is about it. I'd like to remind everybody that today's call is being recorded and to please state your name clearly before you speak so that way we make sure we are able to get you in the record when we do the transcript. All right? And that should be good to go. Okay, Phil, back to you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Yvette. Phil here. Can I just the first item on the agenda is an update. There's a long agenda today. So a number of these are really just for mention, you know, to get people thinking about them. And there are a few on here that we absolutely have to do, time type things. So I'm going to have to kind of manage the agenda through to make sure we get to attend to everything. But it's on my thinking, it's not as daunting as it might look. So I might dive in for now. Just a quick update I wanted to give on progress with the interviews. Just to say that I've completed all the team interviews, hooray. That is not an easy thing to sort of schedule, but all now done, and I'm in the middle of writing up a sort of brief summary of issues raised with me and a little bit about what I think that means for the team face-to-face. I've had a request, a few people suggest to me that I speak to people outside the team to pick up on some background and so on. So I will follow those up as time permits, just to sort of complete my education and see if there's any kind of perspective in there that we need to take account of. But if anybody has a suggestion for someone that I should interview to see if they have a view or something we should be taking into account, you know, by all means, please send me an email to suggest who that is, and if you have their contact details, that would be great. So the next thing that I wanted to say about that was just that report back will be initially intended as for team only. So while I understand there are people in the group who need to, you know, have some obligations to liaise with their constituencies, the intention is that this document should be just for the team for the time being. It's not reporting anyone's individual observations, but it is, you know, it's about getting the team organised and so on. And I think at this point we want to encourage people to feel like it's a safe space and everything isn't getting reported verbatim all over the place. So I would request that from everyone. I understand in an organisation like this, you know, that we can't have watertight agreements with everyone, but the request is, you know, for goodwill and success for us at the face-to-face is to keep that for the team. And coming out of that feedback, and I should have it ready by the end of my weekend, so most people's Monday, is that some of the issues just make no sense to try and tackle on teleconferences or by email, so we're just going to have to bundle them up and think about them and deal with them at the face-to-face. But some can be, we can start dealing with some of those now. So we'll try and get people to discuss it at our next phone hookup and to identify things that they think we could start getting into action on over the next couple of weeks. The last dot point I have on the update is the reporting to the board, to ICANN organisation, to the SOAC chairs. There's expectation in the contract that I was asked to that set out what I'm supposed to do, that there'd be some kind of summary reporting at the end of this process, you know, once the, after the face-to-face and the team is sort of back into something like normal. I've had an email exchange with the SOAC chairs in which they explicitly said they're not expecting reporting back from me over the course of the whole thing. They'd be happy with a brief summary report at the end of the process. So unless, I'll throw the meeting open for comment on all of that, the questions, but that's my intention, is that we'd have one version of a summary for us to work with, and then at the end of the whole exercise we'll have another version which can go to other players in the ICANN ecosphere. Well, I'm going to stop, draw some breath there and ask for comments or questions. There's a hand up from Denise already, I see. Can I ask people, please, to, from now to the face-to-face, to use voice as much as possible? I'm conscious that some people have found it easier to type in their comments. It would be really good for all of us if we're hearing each other's voices over the next few weeks. So if you could, please, use voice as much as possible. Denise?
Thanks, Gal. I think it'd be useful if you could just share with the team when you have a chance the substantive items in your contract. So we're all clear on what your contractual requirements are. You know, nothing, you know, confidential, but just the basic contractual requirements that affect sort of what you'll be doing with the team, who you'll be reporting to, that type of thing.
Sure, yeah, no problem. It's a pretty brief thing, the note, and most of it is based on my guesswork weeks before about what I thought might have to happen. So, yeah, I'll be happy to provide a summary. I'll just put that in as an action item.
And then
summary,
I assume the reports will be shared with the team, or what?
One report to start with, summary of the issues that people have shared with me in the course of the interviews type thing. And my reading of background, that's report number one, which is for the team and hopefully the team only. And subsequently, there'll be a sort of a more general report, which, of course, will be circulated around the team, and people have an opportunity to have input and comment and all that kind of thing before it gets settled for any kind of circulation. I mean, it's made clear to me the whole way along, my job's to report to the team, work with the team. That's the way I'm treating it.
Great, thank you.
Okay, am I missing anything here? Forgive my terrible Adobe Connect skills, but I'm not seeing any other hands. Is that right? Yeah, looks okay. All right. Move ahead, see if we can move along on the agenda slide, please, whoever's clicking those buttons. So one of the issues that arose in, I was just going to talk about the minutes for a minute. One of the issues that came up out of an example issue that people put up that we can do a little bit on is that the you know, the team is back and forth with staff and over what's the right record keeping and what are the minutes and, you know, all that kind of stuff over the period, over some period of the review progress. Right now, where it has settled is the, what's turning into, as I understand, a kind of a standard ICANN review template approach to it all. So if you've all had a look at the last set of minutes for this, for the last teleconference for this team's meeting, you'll see that sort of format which is being used now. Nagar or somebody else may want to chime in, but it's being used by at least one other review team. I've had a bit of a look at it. I think it's pretty sound sort of model for all of this. But I think there's sort of two issues. One is that the review team is going through kind of a bit of an uncharted period where it's pretty critical that we really mark what we've learnt and put more into the minutes, in my view, put more into the minutes than would normally be in team minutes. So what would tend to happen in this kind of environment is you would have fairly sketchy minutes, you know, would have the sort of guts of what happened, action items, kind of what has to be, you know, if there is a point of contention, a very brief description of the point of contention. That's perfectly fine and it's efficient and all that kind of stuff. I just think the stage that the team's at the moment, because there's a lot of uncertainty about what is going on and what anything means, is we need to put a little bit more in there. As soon as you go beyond what's in the templates right now, that sort of style, it is not fair to ask staff to apply that because we're starting to get into some judgments and distilling, well, what did somebody mean, and, you know, more sensitive kind of elements to the minutes than really, you know, just the facts. So I think that's... for at least, I think, the next 3 months, maybe or 4 months, the team should be operating with more fulsome minutes so that people aren't getting left behind, getting a better flavour of what's going on, and not relying on the recordings, because I know people are not getting time to, if they're missing the meetings, they're busy and they're not getting time to sit through an hour of recording. So my proposition is to just try and take this a little bit forward, is for me to write up the minutes with the staff. I'll get what the staff would normally have put into the minutes for this meeting, and then I will add some stuff to that and then circulate to people for comments so we can have a discussion at our next call about suitability, adequacy, accuracy, all the usual stuff about the minutes so we are building a record of what we're all agreeing to do. So sorry, that was a little bit long-winded. Comments, questions, suggestions around that. Eric, you're on.
Yeah, just one sort of point that may or may not be a point of clarification is that I think there's a difference between minutes and action items. So whereas maybe having some qualitative understanding of the material would, in fact, what goes into action items, things that are done, I think minutes of what was said or discussed probably requires a little less deep insight into what's being discussed would just be one observation I might make.
Anyone else? I completely agree with that, Eric. I mean, that's exactly what I'm sort of trying to get to. So I just thought, well, you know, in an ideal world, you use your staff support to get the bones of the thing out there, and then the chairs of the meeting... chairs, anyone who puts their hand up would sort of then add to it to give it that flavour, the qualitative kind of depth, and then the group can kind of agree, disagree in the normal way. So, look, I just thought I'd have a go at it for the first one and then see what people think. Excellent. Okay, I'm going to take that as a let's move on, Phil. So Next item on our agenda is around the induction for new members. So that's a really important piece, and it's the thing we have to do before the face-to-face, and there's some people on the group who are new to it have now had a chance to spend some time working on the wading through the material that's there, listening to recordings, reading minutes, all that kind of thing. Now, I don't think we have a huge number of those people on the call today. Somebody help me out here. Anyone who's done that exercise now, who's new to the team on there, who's waded through the material, want to provide some kind of feedback on their experience? Anything that they would help them to get a better sense of it all? Look, we've got, I did pick up some feedback on this. So look, what I might do, not seeing any hands, and forgive me not thinking quick enough on my feet, but look, why don't we I'll just take this one and do an email, pick it up in an email circulation around that, because I don't think we've got the right people on the call. So.
Phil, Lauren is raising his hand as he's one of the new members wanting to contribute.
Great. Thank you, Lauren.
You can hear me.
Lauren,
we can, but it's faint. So if you could speak up, that'd be great. Okay.
Yeah, I think we lost Lauren there. So look, we might press on and come back to this when he's able to log back in again, hopefully with some audio. Okay, we'll come back to that one. The fifth item on the hasn't appeared yet. No, look, recommencing the review work, if we could go to that agenda item. So part of the input that I got from people in the course of the interviews and so on is that some people are quite anxious to get going on review work and really frustrated about the delay, waiting 2 months for a face-to-face, all that kind of thing. I think we have Lauren back.
Okay, I'll try again. So I'm connecting in via mobile internet over my laptop because my home doesn't have internet yet. So I hope you can hear me now.
That is better.
Yep.
Okay. Good. So just a really, I think I had a longer chat with Phil about my kind of catching up on this stuff. And I had the impression that we need kind of two parts of this story. Like one is, what's going on like a more technical level, but we also need the kind of additional story that I think is more difficult to disentangle, which is like, how did we get there? What were the kind of, what's the narrative behind what's going on, particularly for like new people to kind of see, this is why certain decision was made, or this is how we arrived there. Thank you.
Okay, I think we lost him again. Hey, you're off mute, Lauren. You want to try that again?
Yeah, I think, can you hear me again? I think I have a problem that the upstream of my phone is too weak to get out, so I break up. Essentially, like, the point is, we need both the technical information plus a bit of narrative to understand, what was going on. I hope this time it was audible.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks, Lauren. Very clear that time. And look, that's consistent with the other feedback that I received from some of the other people who are trying to sort of catch up. Now, one piece of that puzzle will be the summary report that I'll provide people hopefully within a couple of business days. So that will help a little bit. But I think it would also be useful for it not just to be my voice. I've puzzled over, you know, how you would do provide that narrative, in terms of, you know, what's been happening and probably as much to do with the work that was done as well as sort of team dynamics things. What I was interested in was whether there are, my suggestion is if anyone is willing to put together that narrative, you know, one or two slides of dot points just on the pieces of work that were done. So I gather that the two areas where the most progress was made was in the SSR1 implementation review and my memory's going to fail me here, some work that I think Zarko was working on.
SSR,
disappeared out. I think that's right.
Yeah.
So look, there are two streams of work. They may not be complete. Happy to take suggestions for more, but I think, you know, it may be helpful for people if we could kill two birds with one stone if a couple of people were willing to put together just a couple of dot point type slides, two, three, that sort of set out how each of those bits of work progressed and what got done and, you know, the problems. We'll try not to be pointing fingers at people, but just sort of say where we got stuck. Would that be, I mean, just to ask Lauren if he still has some audio, whether that would be a useful piece of information. We lost him altogether again. Look, can I just, what I might do is take that offline as well. And if anyone got any comments about that, I'm happy to take now. But if not, I will circulate it as a request for people, because I think there's, and that's one other bit of activity that we can do before the face-to-face is to try and get a kind of a stock take of the work that was done. And progress on all of that. I think that could be quite helpful for the new people coming on. Carrie-Anne.
Well, just to add to that, I think it will probably be important as well if we also provide a summary as to how we had developed the scope of work, not just the two streams. Because I think when we finally have the face-to-face is to just ensure that the team composing of new and the older members are on the same page in terms of the work that's left to be done. So I think it's important as well just for the new members to get a background as to, in addition to the minutes and the reports that we would have produced, if there's probably, if they need like probably a presentation from the chairs at the beginning of the face-to-face concerning the methodology for the development of the scope. So at least everyone is on board and it won't come up again as we progress the work.
Great. Thanks, Kerri-Anne. Any support, comments? I think that's a yes from Denise.
It is a yes from me. I think that's a great idea.
Couple more. Excellent. Good. Okay, great. All right, so that's one of the items under number six as well. So that's excellent. Okay, good. Anyone else want to comment? Great. Okay, so we've got some ticks coming on. That's very good. Excellent. All right. Sounds like people are pointing the fingers at Eric and Denise to do some of that work, but I might have a...
I didn't see any fingers,
have a kind of, I have a real special screen here where I can see the inspired fingers.
I did not see those fingers. As long as I'm talking, it would be helpful just on the SSR1 subgroup work if staff could take an action item to pull all of the presentations related to SSR1 implementation and all of the questions and answers together in one place, so we could have an easier, especially for the new people. I think Casey raised this issue, so we could have an easier review of the material provided by staff and the questions asked by the team.
Okay, so you're talking about the material provided by technical staff in response to the SSR1 queries, yeah?
So we're talking about review of the subgroup work, SSR1 and SSR-ICANN.
Yeah.
And on the SSR1 subgroup, work of that group primarily constituted a lot of research, a lot of information gathering, a lot of questions to staff, and it's spread out, I think, in different places on the wiki. It would be really helpful for staff to pull that all together in one place.
In one place.
And I think there are questions that have not been answered, and taking this time to answer those questions would be useful.
Okay.
And then I.
All right. Well, let's take that as an action item, and we will sort through all that. In terms of the kind of narrative piece, short slide deck, you know, kind of overview of the pieces of work being done, I might just, you know, be obnoxious and out of session, track down people and ask them if they're able to do that sort of work. So, and the staff will have picked up that as an action item, I see there. Okay, great, excellent. All right, so I'm going to tick off four for now. I think that's making some progress on that, and we can keep adjusting as we go along. If I could go back to the review work slide that we had there, the work plan tasks list, I think these are just my... you know, dot point question marks here about what's the best way to do this, because I've kind of not, you know, had a look at it, but not familiar with the sort of depth of all of that. So my intention would be over the next couple of weeks that we get enough of this done so that there is a reasonably complete picture sitting at our elbow once we're at the meeting in Washington. So that we can begin to, you know, work from there as we get going. So that might take a bit of a few more passes through that to get it to a state where it's satisfactory. Anyone wants to contact me, you know, out of session about, you know, ideas or clever ways to do that. I'm, you know, happy to have that dialogue there. And for now, let's just record that that's our objective, is to try and get that into shape. Could we go to the next one, please, Yvette? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. This is why I'm not the chair of anything. The last dot point on that is around the SSR2 scope. So, look, scope gets a heap of airtime in the interviews. There's a lot of confusion and kind of misunderstanding about, well, what are we really talking about under scope, and what is it that's, you know, either wrong, not wrong, and so on. So that is a big task that I have on my to-do list, to get some work done, preparatory work done on prior to the face-to-face, so that we can, you know, have all be talking from the same definitions about what we mean in that space. So again, can I throw out an invitation to anyone who has a brilliant idea about how we can kind of rebuild that scope definition for the face-to-face meeting. So I'm going back through rereading some of that material, but if anyone has a suggestion or ideas about a sensible way to build that up, if you could contact me, please. Let me know by email or you know, direct contact by phone or whatever. Okay. Anyone want to say comments, questions so far? All right. Well, we need to press on to get everything done that's on this agenda. Oh, wait a minute. We have one. Carrie Ann.
Hi, Phil. Just to your last question to the team, I'm not sure I understand what you needed. Is it that you wanted, is this the scope of works, or is this just the scope for the next meeting, like an agenda for the next meeting? I wasn't clear if it was the overall scope you want to revisit, or the scope for how we will actually address and do real work during the face-to-face in addition to starting back. I wasn't clear.
My apologies. I meant for the face-to-face. I mean the SSR2 scope, not the meeting scope. So, you know, I've had people say to me, just to sort of clarify, I still don't understand what's wrong with the scope, or what people are, you know, not getting about the scope, or where the disagreement points are about the scope. Other people are saying there's nothing wrong with the scope. It's about the methodology. You know, it's really at a high level, it's fine, but as soon as we get down into the detail, there's sort of disagreements about it. Other people say there's actually nothing wrong with any of that either. It's just that people misunderstood what the words meant or thought we were going to dig up the graves in the back of the ICANN's parking lot kind of stuff. So I think it would be really good to just have a way of stepping back through the scope discussions in a way that we all arrive at the same place and we can draw some distinctions about what we mean underneath that term scope, because people are not talking about the same thing when they use the word. So that was the intention, was to be able to get to that. So we got two people with their hands up. Carrie Ann, you're first.
Might I suggest then a variation to your proposal? Given that it's more about uncertainty about the scope and probably not a meeting of the minds for everyone concerned the scope, I don't think the best methodology would be for persons to individually contact you for various things to be done to the scope outside of probably the face-to-face. I think I would suggest, subject to the agreement of the rest of the team, that it be an agenda item. And once the overview is given on the methodology as to how the scope was developed, then during the face-to-face, and hopefully those who could join or connect online who can't make the face-to-face, that at that point everyone is able to hear, and then we can help to reshape the scope. I think individuals contacting you now to amend the scope would probably be a lot for you to absorb and amend, because it could go in a million different directions at this point. So it's just a suggestion that I think if it's the actual scope of work, that it be addressed as a significant, we have 3 days, I think, staff would correct me, would be a significant agenda item during the face-to-face, and we try and not redo the methodology we did, but at least to see the specific points of contention and address those specifically, and the ones that are not in contention, that they either be absorbed, reshaped, reworded, reallocated in terms of where it falls, but not to have a whole background discussion on it, because to me it would be, and you're the expert, but to me it would seem a little bit difficult to then present it at the face-to-face to get consensus.
I couldn't agree more, Kerry, and I apologize if I gave that impression. I was really looking for help in how to present. So your suggestion is perfectly fine. It sounds pretty sensible to me. I wasn't remotely thinking that we would adjust the scope in any way. I was really looking for a way of pulling it apart, you know, just so that we've got a common a set of terms that we're going to use and when we're having that discussion. So that was all I was after. So, but I think what you're suggesting is pretty close to what I'd like to do. So that's good. Eric.
Yeah, I think probably just to pile on to what Carrie-Anne was saying, it sounds like, you know, I'm on the same page with her. I would just say I'm not entirely sure that trying to revisit how we got to the scope, it's actually going to be very helpful. I think at this point it might be most helpful to say, if someone has a problem with the scope, it's time to speak up. And what's the problem? What's the rub? What would you prefer? And we can sort of understand where there's consternation, but if what you're saying is that a lot of people said, I don't know what the problem is, or I was really talking about something else, then maybe it's time to just sort of say, this is what the scope is. I mean, going back and trying to figure out how we got there, I'm certain we could do it. I'm just not sure that it would add a whole lot, right, because that won't necessarily make people feel any differently.
Okay. Look, that's fair enough. What I'm trying to get at is a definitional issue. Separate out what we're talking about. That's the one thing that I can detect from the conversations is people are not talking about the same thing, and that's all I'm really trying to get at is that. So let me have a think about that and move on, but I'm certainly not interested in you know, randomly changing the scope or anything offline and then asking people to agree to it. There'll be none of that. That has to be a sort of a structured conversation, I think, at the face-to-face to resolve that. But appreciate your counsel on that. All right. Let's see if I can capture that in the minutes. All right. Can I just go to the next slide, please? So look, we're going to run out of time, I can see, but I've put in an attachment to this to the agenda, which hopefully you have all seen, which is sort of some draft objectives about what we're intending to achieve at that meeting. Now they're just my scratching notes. I want to put that out there so people can look at it. That's not an agenda. It doesn't apply. It does not imply how much time we'll spend on any of those things. Number 12 is where we want to end up, able to sort of progress some review tasks, and everything else should take no longer than it's needed to get to a sort of satisfactory point on it all. But I really did want to put that out there and just get some feedback from people over the next week or two. You know, anything you think of, if you think it's sort of worded wrong, you got other things you want to add to it, whatever. You know, people haven't had that in front of them for very long, but I just want to start having that conversation in our connections. If anyone wants to comment on it straight away, I'll throw the floor open, but I'm sort of happy to just put that out there as a place marker and start to get people thinking about those things. No takers right now. Okay, good. Excellent. tick that one off for now, but we will revisit, and they're going to be, you know, we'll, I will put in front of the team a proposed kind of session plan and agenda and, you know, some more materials over the next few weeks as we get ready for that. So there'll be lots of other opportunities to have a say about how you want to sort of tackle all of that. Can I progress to the next item, please? Okay, so this is just for staff to kind of update us. Nigar or Alice, who's going to run with that?
I actually let Alice run over these items, Phil, for the review team.
Okay.
Hi, Phil. This is Alice. Can you hear me okay?
Certainly can.
Hello? Yes? Okay, great. Thank you. So we'd like to let everyone know that you will be receiving your hotel confirmation numbers in the next few weeks, hopefully. And we've secured accommodation for everyone, and we are asking all of you to make sure you book your flights as soon as possible. The tech support team has been booked as well for the event. We've got the Washington DC meeting, the largest room in the DC office for the meeting, and I think we're all set. We've spoken with with Denise and Eric as well about costs, meeting costs, so we're keeping them apprised of estimates and so on. So I think we're in good shape, and I'm happy to answer any questions there may be. Thank you.
Okay, any questions on all that? It does appear that we have Kerri-Ann's asking the question about number of persons confirmed. At the moment, everyone on the team is listed by ICANN Travel as intending to attend.
Alice again. So as far as we know, there's no one was not participating in the meeting, from what we've collected in terms of information.
Denise?
Alice, this is Denise. We'd asked everyone to make their travel arrangements by the end of next week, by the end of last week. Obviously, it greatly impacts cost. Could you, when you have a chance, send to the full team list who's confirmed, whose travel arrangements are, and how many outstanding travel arrangements we have, and if you could touch base with those people just to make sure that their plans haven't changed and they're still coming.
Thanks, Denise. Happy to. And I know Yvette has been in touch with the members who still need to book their flights. So we'll continue doing that.
Great. Thank you.
Excellent. I hate to use team time for offline matters, but at some stage, could I ask for some details of the room, what the meeting room looks like, sort of size and configuration and all that kind of stuff? All right. I think we're done on that. No other questions? Excellent. All right. Let's move along on the agenda. So the next thing that's been raised by a number of people, and of course the co-chairs are kind of anxious about this quite sensibly. A number of people have raised the issue around, well, what's the timeline? What's the sort of budget? Clearly, this is all going to change because of the pause. The team's already been in place for what was its original total timeline, and clearly that's going to take some time. But I think the logic has to be that we address all of this as part of the face-to-face, you know, reconfiguring. Once the team's in a position to kind of settle scope, agree what the tasks are, confirm the work that has to be done going forward, there's a process which the team will have to engage in to get a new timeline put in place and to really negotiate a budget that reflects what the team has all agreed they need to do going forward. So sort of there are a lot of curly issues in all of that, like whether there's going to be sort of contract resources involved, how many face-to-faces, a whole lot of issues that probably need to be sort of put into some sensible frame. Did you want to say anything, Nigar, about the steps that have to be taken when you go back for budget?
Certainly, Phil, I'm happy to. The process is actually not that complicated. The general process for seeking additional budget is to send a request to the ICANN board with supporting rationale for the amount being requested. So my recommendation is once during the face-to-face meeting, as a whole review team, we've had a chance to finalize scope and work plan, which allows us to plan out how many more face-to-face meetings we're estimating would be needed and support, financial support for travel for the review team members that are requesting it, et cetera. Once we have those numbers detailed out, we can compare that with the amount of budget that remains in the SSR2 review budget envelope, find out what the difference is, how much more needs to be requested from the board, and put that data together to go to the board essentially with a letter that accompanies the request asking for the additional budget.
Okay, any questions?
Hey, this is Denise.
Oh, Denise.
What budget was included in the current fiscal year for the SSR2?
Denise, I don't have the numbers offhand, but I'm happy to look into it and provide the information to the team via email.
And does ICANN's fiscal year start July 1 still?
Correct. Yes, July 1.
All right. Thank you.
Norm?
Yes, I believe
Norm is asking.
Correct. So Norm, yes, the current budget started July 1st, and it's running through end of June 2019. That's when the fiscal year runs through, from beginning of July to end of June of the following year. And, again, I'm happy to go back and find out exactly what was budgeted for this fiscal year for SSR2. But regardless, when we do the budget assessment and for us to determine how much additional budget we may require, we will do a comparative analysis of what's been spent to date on SSR2 and how much remains of the overall budget, and then compared to that, how much additional budget we are going to be needing to request for, and the breakdown of the budget for each fiscal year is something that we can work out based on the number of face-to-face meetings and all other factors that goes into it. And Denise, you have your hand raised. Go ahead, please.
No, it's old. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Look, I see Eric's observation about, you know, we might have missed a window. Look, I just think I can't speak for ICANN, but I can't imagine that the board can pause a project of this scale and expect that, you know, there's not going to be some financial consequences that have to be accommodated somehow. So I wouldn't get too stressed about that right yet, but if it may be a sensible thing to do to have some dialogue in parallel with all of this, to put the board on notice about what will be coming back out of this.
That is correct, Phil. Eric, I wouldn't worry about it that much. I personally don't think it's a major problem. Of course, I can't speak on behalf of the board, but once we have the data in place, I don't see a reason why we should not be able to have the right amount of this year for us to continue.
Okay. All right. I
think we've sort of agreed that one of the things that will, you know, aim to come out of the face-to-face is resolution around the work plan and, you know, tasks that have got to be completed, kind of timelines, and the bones of a, as well as a sort of communication to the board about what's been resolved by the team, what the consequences are in terms of budget. So let's put that down as an objective coming out, for coming out of the face-to-face. All right, we need to move on. This is an, got to decide now. There's a, in order to get a face-to-face booked for the review team at Barcelona, which is in October, we need to put in that request basically today. So can I just suggest that that is a most likely a no-brainer, that, you know, given where the team is and the amount of work it's got to catch up, I would be I'm struggling to think of a reason why you wouldn't do that. Denise?
Yeah, I would agree, Phil, and part of the discussion around holding our upcoming meeting in D.C. was that we would have a, our next meeting likely would be around the ICANN meeting in October in Barcelona. I would suggest that we all agree to notify staff that we'll need to meet in Barcelona, ask staff to investigate, let us know if there are any particular parameters or restrictions to whether we meet before, after, or during the Barcelona meeting, and then quickly come to agreement on the exact date and nature of our meeting on email over the next
week. I think that's all good. And, look, my understanding is that the that it works way better to be doing it beforehand, if possible, because a whole lot of people on here have other ICANN involvements, which will mean that meeting during it is problematic. I understand. So, look, let's call that ticked off. I'm not hearing anyone object. Everyone's ticking the box. So let's just call that done and move on to the next dot point that I just wanted to just leave for people to think about. You by about mid-September, which will again fall out of a face-to-face meeting, you need to decide whether you want to have any kind of open engagement session with the community around the work of the review team. My gut feel is that might be a little bit early, but there may be some value in having the discussion at that time. Just file that one away to think about. Because I think one of the big things we've got to talk about at the face-to-face is the external communications from the team to the rest of the community and all the constituent bodies and things. So please file that away. Now, in terms of the next agenda item on here, not taking it here, 10 is the next sort of teleconference meetings. I noted that as people were responding to the doodle poll and everything else, it had the flavour of people signing up for a life sentence. So I think it might be helpful just to think about what do we need to do between now and the face-to-face and just focus on that. So I'm suggesting that we have three meetings, teleconference meetings between now and then. The first one, you know, in a fortnight, roughly, then weekly after that until we get to the face-to-face, then you guys can worry about your ongoing teleconference schedules post the face-to-face when you're sort of clearer around the kind of what work is still in front of you. Does that sound okay as a sort of a proposition? Not hearing objections, I'm seeing some ticks. So one of the issues is the sort of timing for all of this. This has been problematic, I understand, you know, since day one, trying to get these meetings to work. The two most popular dates, and this is the problem with popularity contests on the doodle poll, leave everyone in Central Asia copping it for both of those time slots. So they're having to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, or some horrible time, as a consequence. And, the 1300 hours one's pretty convenient for, North America, as is the, 20 UTC time as well. So look, you know, but this time we're not settling it forever, just three meetings. Sounds like everyone's okay with that. We'll go, I think the best way to deal with that is we'll come back to you by email with the best result we can pick out of the doodle poll for the next 3 weeks meetings as invitations, and see how we go. In terms of getting people along to those. Okay, people okay with that? Excellent. So the first one meeting, we will have we'll have a bunch of more sort of factual information about face to face and who's coming and who isn't. We'll also have the report on the interview stuff, and we should have progressed some of that background information for the new members and so on. So that should be hopefully a pretty productive meeting with some substance in it. All right, so we've scraped in the hour, having probably skated over a bunch of things. Can I just throw the floor open for questions, comments, requests? I'm going to take that as a well. Thank you, Kerri-Anne. Isn't that great? Huh? We managed to, you know. I'm not sure we're going to win any awards for it, but I think we can call the job done. So thank you very much, everyone who did manage to get on the call. You will. There's a string of action items there, so you'll be hearing from us. Those of us who've got action items over the next sort of week or two. Excellent. Well, look, I might call the meeting to a close. It's no other hands up. Anything you need to do to close it off, Yvette?
Phil Ellis has her hand raised.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Thank you. So before we close the meeting, I'd like to read all the action items we have for this meeting and confirm that this is in alignment with what was decided. Okay. So the first action item is for Phil to provide a summary of deliverables established in his contract. Second one is for Phil to circulate a request for volunteers to produce a narrative of methodology used to determine scope of work, division of work, subgroups, including progress. Then we have an action item for ICANN.org to pull together a SSR 1 implementation package, including briefing materials, SSR 1 implementation related questions. We have an action item for Phil to call for suggestions on how to recommend review work. There's a list on slide 8 that people should refer to in preparation for the DC meeting. Review team members are invited to provide feedback on draft set of objectives for the DC face-to-face meeting. ICANN.org should continue to remind people that they should book flights as soon as possible. ICANN.org to provide Phil with information on meeting room layout, size, etc. The budget discussion should be included in the DC meeting objectives. ICANN.org should submit a request for a two-day face-to-face meeting prior to ICANN 63. And ICANN.org should provide an overview of restrictions associated with scheduling during ICANN meetings. And I apologize, but I'm not sure I captured the takeaway from the weekly calls related to agenda items. So, Bill, if you could clarify that for me, that'd be great.
Excellent. All right. So I think the action item will be for ICANN staff / Phil to put forward proposed times for the meetings in the next couple of days. And the only other one that I had was the just the minutes, if ICANN staff could complete the minutes as you normally would and then flick them to me for some editing or trial editing anyway. And Denise had a comment, Alice, as well, just about the SSR1. So the package, you know, if we could put the package together on the wiki somewhere that people can see.
And then also, this is Denise,
okay.
Action item to put our, find out what our current fiscal year budget is currently and just post that to the list.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.